God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, and it's September the 3rd, 2018. On the way to shopping today, I took my dictaphone along with me, and God had been inspiring me with many thoughts and ideas, and I've been reading many different scriptures, and I had my phone with me, which I have my Bible on, and so I used my phone for the Bible references and was just sharing from my heart what God had been working. So the following teaching that I'd done, I called it Keeping Focus and Peace in Uncertain Times. And I pray this really blesses you and helps you and comforts you and uplifts you. So be blessed and enjoy it. God bless. So it's the peace of God which passeth understanding that keeps our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And when we've lost our peace, then we lose focus and we lose direction. And, you know, the weapons of our warfare is one of these things that is peace. And we got peace because we have the Prince of Peace living inside of us. And as we go to God, and as we focus on Him, as we focus our mind on Him, that will keep Him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee because He trusts in Thee. Then we get our focus, then we get peaceful, because we're keeping our minds on Him and we're claiming His promises to us. It says in the Word that we're to be anxious for nothing, but by everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we're to let our requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When we remember who we are, then we can be joyful. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we need to be focused. And we need to remember that God is with us and God is on our side. And no matter how the situations look, that God is not the author of confusion, but He is the God of peace. And He's supplying every need to us as we look to Him. And as we don't get agitated, agitation is not from God. Satan is the God of this world, and he brings that agitation in to unsettle you. You can do it for your lack of finance. You can do it for your lack of relationships. Through things that may have gone on. You can do it through sorrow. And we have to be sharp on these things. We have to remember that even though we're believers, no, we're not immune to attacks from the enemy, which will try and unsettle us. And to move forward, it takes courage. And to get that courage, we need faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, just like God said to Joshua, you know, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night. And you know, and God wanted Joshua to be courageous, and God was building a vision into Joshua's heart of what he had to do, and giving him all the necessary encouragement for him to move forward. And when Joshua responded in faith, then he was able to move forward and to move into the vision and the victory that God had planned. So we need to stay in track with God. We need to keep our vision in front of us, the things that God has given you to do, the goals that He's placed in your heart and that you've set. You need to move towards your goals. You need to move towards the greater vision, which is to reach God's word all over the world. Whatever God has worked in your heart, whatever vision God has given you, you can accomplish it. But you need to keep God's word in your heart. You need to keep your focus with the living God, the mighty God, the creators of the heaven and the earth. He is with you and He is for you. And there's nothing that He's withholding from you. And all things are working together for your good because you love God and you're called according to His purposes. You know, there's times that we have sorrow, there's times that we have trouble, we have setbacks, but God will use that setback to set you up to victory as we stay humble, as we stay trusting Him. Even when Elijah was discouraged, what did Elijah do? He went to give up. He thought he was the only one standing. And sometimes you might feel that you're the only one standing, and you might want to feel like you want to give up, but God is encouraging you. God is always at work. In Elijah's case, God sent an angel to strengthen him and to question him and to remind him that God is the mighty God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am with you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Even Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, was encouraging us not to let our hearts be troubled. emotions are strong. But Paul exhorted us to control our thinking, that we're to lead every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. When we do that, then we're submitting ourselves to God, and we are resisting the devil, and he will eventually flee from you. It's the introduction of light that dispels the darkness, that gets rid of the confusion, that exposes the enemy. And when we're together as one body, then we can see where the enemy is trying to work us over. When we get together as one body, then we can move forward in strength and victory. It's through helping one another and submitting to God and one another in the respect to God that we can really advance and move through any situation. And God is working in you mightily. And just remember that he hasn't stopped working, but he needs our cooperation. He needs us to walk in the principles that he's given us. He needs us to walk in love, to walk in light, to walk circumspectly. He needs us to be imitators of him. He needs us to manifest his heart that he's placed within us by the Holy Spirit within us. He wants us to be like-minded. He doesn't want no divisions among us. We know the word of God says that when we have division, then we're five senses. We're walking by the carnal mind, which is death. But to walk by the Spirit is life and peace. And we can all get disjointed. We can all get discouraged. We can all say the wrong things. But when we recognize that, we can see our weaknesses and we can take them before the Father and strengthen ourselves with the promises of his word, recognizing who we are in Christ, what we have, what we can do, what we can accomplish together. And we can accomplish things together. God has given us the body of Christ, and Jesus Christ is the head of that body. And God is at work, and he wants us to work together. We're not in this alone. You're not in your situation alone. You may be going through challenging times as an individual, but it's as you keep connected with God and fellowshipping with strong people that love God and have been in situations that have overcome challenges, that they can encourage you. And as you stay humble to receive the truths, even if it's challenging to you, then you can overcome in every situation. So my friends, don't let your heart be troubled. You know, we got the strength of the word. And sometimes you might just need to go and shut the door on the outside world. Get on your knees to God and just pray. Just cast all your cares to him, for he careth for you. He's with you. He's for you. He's leading you. He's guiding you. And he can deliver you. And he's giving you also authority that you need to use also. Remember that you are seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus, and that you've been given all authority. We're to reign as kings in this life, and we're to reign from our seated position, that we are resting in God, that we are trusting him with all our hearts. And when we trust God with all our hearts, then, and we're leaning not onto our own understanding, then he guides us in the right way. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, we're the sons of God. We got Christ in us, the hope of glory. And God is for you, and God is with you, and he's working in you. And you need to remind yourself of who you truly are. You need to remember that all the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes and amen. And we're the ones to appropriate it. We're the ones to understand who we are, what we have. We find that out from the word. And then we get into relationship with the Father. We get into fellowship with him, with our hearts, with our understanding, with our confession. And we come into agreement with God, and we forge forward in force. We've been empowered with the power from on high. And that's how we're going to move the world. That's how we're going to resolve situations. That's how people get healed. That's how people get deliverance. That's how people can move in his power and in his strength. And even though we might be in the midst of a storm or a situation, we can have that perfect peace within our heart, because we know God's not going to let us fall or fail. Even if we fall down, we won't be utterly cast down, the scriptures say. God is holding us up by the right hand of his righteousness. He is mounting us up as wings on eagles. He's forgiven you of everything that you've done wrong. He's healed you of all your diseases. He's redeemed your life from destruction. Okay, he's our shepherd. He leads us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. He guides our path in righteousness for his namesake. And though we may walk through a valley of the shadow of death, we're not going to fear because his rod and staff comforts us. He prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemy, and our cup's always running over. And goodness and mercy is pursuing us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord Jesus Christ. The King of Kings and the Lord of all lords is coming back to gather his church, not a defeated church, not a downtrodden church, but a victorious church. Even if that church is under pressure right now, we are going to raise up, and we're going to rise up, and we're going to soar as eagles. We're going to rise above the negatives, rise above the fear, rise above the worry. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear." See, fear keeps you in bondage and pride keeps you there. Sometimes we can be prideful of our situations, that we got the answers, that we know what to do. We don't need anyone else's help. But when we're in that situation, then we're going to set ourselves up for a fall. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. We need to remember that we need each other. We need God, and we need one another. And our God, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, says our God is the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our troubles, tribulations, the mental pressures, the outside pressures, the things from the outside of this world that tries to crush us. But you know what? When we're being crushed, then we're getting rid of the crap in our lives, and God will leave us with the best. And it's as we submit to him. We're not downtrodden Christians. We've got to see ourselves as victorious. We've got to see ourselves as strong. We need to stand up and throw our shoulders back and declare the word of God. Declare that you are a son of God. Declare that you are victorious. Declare that there's no condemnation to you because you're in Christ Jesus. And the law of the spirit of life has made you free from the law of sin and death. Declare that no weapon that is fashioned against you is going to prosper, and every tongue that rise up against you in judgment, you are going to condemn. Declare from your mouth that oppression and fear is fleeing from you. Declare that you are above and not beneath. Declare that you are the head and not the tail. Declare that you are blessed in the field, you're blessed in the city, wherever you go, you're blessed in the fruit of your body. Declare that you're having a prosperous journey in this life by one Jesus Christ. Declare that you're in Christ. Declare that you're born again, son of and daughters of the Most High God. Declare your seated position. Declare who you are, that you are the beloved. If your heart condemns you, just remember, God is greater in our heart and knoweth all things. Let's submit ourselves to God. Let's be humble to the Father. Let's do the things that God is putting in our hearts. Let's move together. So really, I encourage you to really declare who you are. In Psalms 27, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" No, God is our light and God is our strength. So we fear nothing because God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. We're to refuse fear, and we don't allow it to settle in our heart. But we say what God says in those times. Verse 2 says, "When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple." You know, to inquire in his temple, to also think that we got boldness and access to God, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace to find help and mercy in the time of need, to go to the mercy seat of God, and knowing that Jesus Christ is making intercession for us. He's rooting us on. He knows what we're going through. He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities, and he identifies with you. Verse 5 says, "For in the time of trouble, he, God, shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." And we're set on the rock, Jesus Christ. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. You know, that is one of the weapons of our warfare, is to praise God in our situations, to recognize God as our provider, to recognize that we are under the shadow of the Mighty, that he's hiding us in his secret place, that he has set us up upon a rock, Christ Jesus, which is seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus, and that he's with us and he's for us, and we cannot fail when we stay our focus on God. He's never going to leave us or forsake us. Verse 6, and I love this, it says, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. It's a done deal. It's already lifted up above your enemies. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praise unto the Lord. When we praise God through speaking in tongues, when we praise God through our singing and worship, the devil hates that. It's light. It rings in his ears. It gives him a headache. So praise God in your situation. Don't praise the situation. Don't glorify the situation. Don't magnify the situation, but magnify God through speaking in tongues. Use the gift that God's given you and operate in that gift. God has supplied us everything that we need so that we can be victorious. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. So instead of having a sorrowful heart or a fearful heart or a no hope heart, remember, God has given us hope. We have hope right now. We have expectation. We have a great expectation in our God. Verse 7, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. So the psalmist here, you know, he said, God, you hear me when I call. And God does hear us. And have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. That shows great humility of heart. And God, no, resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. And when we respond to God's voice, what he's showing us to do, when we say, yes, Lord, I seek your face. I'm coming before you because I want your light. I want your direction. I want your peace. I want to manifest and walk in your strength and power. Because we know he's going to deliver us. And he goes on to say, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. See, God is not going to leave us or forsake us. And he is our help. God is your help. Just remember that God is with you. God is for you. Verse 10 says, when my father and my mother forsook me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Man, we got to be wise as serpent and harmless as doves. We got to keep our hearts simple. We got to keep our hearts tender and meek. And we got to respond to our lovely heavenly Father's encouragement and instruction. You know, God has given us great instruction in his word. We can see that instruction, we can see God's wisdom, that when we do what he shows us, when he's working in us by his spirit and leading us in our situations, we will be victorious in every situation. And God is with us. And you know, go to God, seek his face. If you're in a crisis situation right now, if you're in a situation where you're sorrowful, if you feel like the energy and strength is gone from you, God is your strength. Rest in him. Rest in him. Cease from your own works and rest in our mighty, powerful God. Verse 12 says, deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. See, there's people that may speak against you. There's people that may put you down, but God is your help. God is your strength. And he's not going to let you fall, guys. He's not going to let you fail. He's going to comfort you in your times of sorrow, in your times of distress. He's going to give you answers so that you can move forward. He just needs you to respond. He needs you to go to him. He needs you to be with other believers. If you're on your own and isolated and you're listening to this, you need to get to where believers are. You need to have that fellowship. There's safety in a multitude of counselors. There's blessing when there's unity amongst the brethren. And God rejoices when we are of one heart, of one mind. And when we have one heart, and when we have one mind, then we have focus, and we have vision, and we have commencement. We can move together at the direction of God, but we need to become humble and meek. Moses also turned aside to see when he saw the burning bush, and God saw that he turned aside to see, to understand. And God was able to encourage him, give him strength, even though Moses didn't think he was up for the job. God said he was, and that God would be with his mouth. And you're up for the job, even if you don't feel like you're up for the job, even if you don't feel like you can minister no more, even if you feel like that you can't fellowship no more, even if you feel like things are not the same as they were, you know what? Good. Because it's going to be even greater. God's got greater things in store for us. And he wants you to encourage yourself in him. And you can encourage yourself in him by saying what God says. We've done that class on faith and confession. And really, the word is in your mouth. And then it's in your heart. You need to get that word in your heart. You need to say what God says about your circumstances. You need to declare the promises of God. You need to speak to your mountain. You need to believe that you've already received the answer to prayer. You need to not consider your circumstances. Don't consider your circumstances. Verse 13 said, I had fainted unless I had believed. Listen to that. I had fainted unless I had believed. You've got to have faith, guys. The just shall live by faith. This has been our message for the year. Because things will get tough at times. But the just shall live by faith. We've got to keep believing and keep moving. We got to remember that God is restoring. This is still the greatest year it's ever going to be, regardless of what's gone on. God is restoring relationships. He's restoring health. He's restoring strength. He's restoring wasted years. He's restoring fellowship amongst the believers. He's restoring your finances. He's restoring your vision. And what God has begun in you, he will complete. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Vision is you see the promised land already. You see yourself living in it. You see yourself walking in it. You see yourself walking in the desires that God has placed in your heart, in the vision that God has given you for your life. Because he's going to accomplish it. And as you see yourself in there, you're going to do it. When you look at the giants, you will fall. When you look at the giants, you won't enter in. So you need to keep your vision and focus on God. Keep your focus and vision on God. Verse 14 says, wait on the Lord. In other words, keep doing what you understand to do. Keep being faithful. A faithful man shall abound in blessings, the word of God says. Be of good courage, again, like God encouraged Joshua. We're being encouraged here through this psalm. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. In other words, let God lead you. Let God guide you. Do what you know to do in the meantime. Let him strengthen your heart. Let him bless you. Let him build you up. Just get into sync with God. Get your mind, will, and emotions lined up with the Spirit of God within you. And that perfect alignment with God, with the Father, in agreement with him, being one. You know, if your eyes single, then your body shall be flooded with light. If one of those areas in our life are out of sync, then our whole body is not flooded with light. But when our mind, will, and emotions is lined up to the will of the Father, when our minds are connected to our spirit, then our eyes single, and we can see clearly, we got vision, we got focus, and we got direction. And God is for us. God is with us. So be encouraged. And this is really strongly in my heart, and I'm sat in the car actually, waiting to go shopping. And I come down by myself, and I brought my dictaphone with me. And I just felt inspired just to speak. And so I'm sharing this with you now to encourage you, because I know lately things have been going on, but God is good. You know, and Satan's is very sly. He doesn't attack just immediately. He's building, he's made a plan against the people of God. And he tries to work in individual lives, and he's made a plan. It's you know, he does it slowly. And God wants us to be sharp on these things. So we just got to keep ourselves sharp and aware of our surroundings, our heart and mind, our responses. Are we humble? Are we meek? Are we proud? Are we being humble with other believers? You know, because sometimes we could be wrong in the things that we say. But when we recognize that, then we can put our hearts right. When we accuse other believers of something, maybe it's a reflection of who we are, and that we need to check our hearts and keep our minds right. Forgiveness is a great thing. You know, that's another weapon in a way of our warfare. When we harbor unforgiveness in our hearts, when we hold on to resentment and unforgiveness, then we forgot who's purchased us. We forgot that we've been forgiven, that we have been blood brought by the Lord Jesus Christ, that we've been given eternal life, and it wasn't based upon anything that we've done, but it was based upon the mercy and forgiveness of God. If you need to be restored to your brother, I encourage you, be restored to your brother or your sister. Don't let things harbor. Don't let things go over a 24-hour period. These are practical things that you can do to keep yourself strong, to minimize any attacks that the adversary is trying to get in there, or any foothold. Don't allow him any foothold. Resist him in your mind. Keep your heart clean. Keep your walk clean with God. Keep your confession clean. Keep your thoughts clean by the word. No, the word of God is in you through the seeds that have been sown in there. And as we confess the word, that's the washing of the word. As we act upon the word, that's the washing of the seed that's been placed within us, which will then produce great fruit. So wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he, God, shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Keep encouraging yourself in God, and he will strengthen you. Here's another great psalm to encourage your heart. And it's Psalms 37. Psalms is a great book. You know, it's good to keep your head and heart in the scriptures, reminding yourself of what the promises of God are to you. In Psalms 37, it says, a psalm of David, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they soon shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust, have faith and confidence in the Lord, Jehovah, the mighty God, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. In other words, you're dwelling where the blessings are, you're dwelling where the peace is, you're moving within and amongst the believers, and your needs are going to be met. Delight thyself, verse 4 says, also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. What are you delighting in, guys? That's another indication to where you are. If you're delighting in your TV programs, if you're delighting in backbiting and talking about people, if you're delighting in the wrong things, then you're not going to get the desires of your heart. You'll get the wrong desires come to you. But if you keep God first and you delight yourself in God and his word and his truth and his light and his love and his goodness, then the desires that you have in your heart are good ones, because you've meditated upon what God says about you, and you will manifest it. Verse 5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Just give your life to God, 100% commit yourself to him. Be sold out to the one true God, 100%. Jesus Christ was sold out to God, 100%. And he was also sold out to you, because he laid down his life, and God raised him up and seated him at his own right hand with us, seated next to him in Christ. And give God 100%, not 99%, but 100%. That means the whole counsel of God. No, forgiveness is a big need in the body of Christ right now. Holding on to resentments, thinking evil of brothers or sisters is wrong. And God wants us to clean out our closets, to clean out the old man nature, not to focus on that old man nature. Reckon that old mind dead. We're a new creation in Christ, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, to think his heavenly thoughts, to speak his words from our mouth, and to build up
our ministry is to build up. We have a ministry of edification, oikodome, which is to build up and to encourage and to strengthen. Verse 6 says, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. See, the entrance of God's word brings light. It gives light. What did God first say when he created the things? He said, let there be light. That's the first thing that he called for. Nothing happens without light. And so we need to get the light of God's truth and word manifested in our lives through by meditating upon God's word, by saying God's word, by building our heart, and by responding to the truth of the word and applying it. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Sometimes, you know, when our situations are against us, we try and remedy it. We try to get the solutions in our own strength and we fail miserably. And then we kind of get discouraged and then we think God is not with us, God's not answering our prayer, and then we fall away. And God doesn't want any of his kids to fall away. He says in Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. And you have to decide to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not your might. And then you decide to put on all the armor that he's given you. That's recorded in Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 downwards. And it's through obedience. You know, obedience to his word. When you think about Ephesians chapter 5, God is, by way of Paul, is talking about submitting one to another, servants submitting to their masters, husband and wife submitting to each other, submitting to God, you know, children obeying their parents in the Lord, submitting to them, that it may be well with them. And when we submit to God, then it becomes well with us. When we get a humble and meek heart, then it becomes well with us. So rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bring wicked devices. Don't look at what anybody else is doing, but focus yourself on God and what you're doing with him. Don't measure yourself against anybody else's successes or failures, but measure yourself against the word and recognizing who you are and your value, your true value. Verse 8 says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Don't get yourself worked up. You can be angry, but don't sin. Don't let it get to the point of sin. It says in Ephesians, be angry and sin not. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Now, when we get angry, now we think all the worst possible things. When we've lost it, then we want to do all the wrong things. So we don't let our hearts get to that place, but we bring that peace back in there by focusing our minds and knowing what the word says. There's nothing wrong with being angry at the wrong things, like the enemy and how he tries to work. Yeah, we can have the righteous anger, and it's good to have that and to take a stand, but we keep control of our thinking. We lead every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We don't think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. We should be humble and meek in our hearts. Verse 9 says, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. We inherit the blessings in our daily living as we stay faithful day by day. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. God wants you to have an abundance of peace. In fact, God will multiply his peace to you through the knowledge of him and his son Jesus Christ. God has given us peace, and we can't have peace without the Prince of Peace, and we got the Prince of Peace residing in us. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are complete in Christ. You are fully equipped. You have everything that you need to live above this world. You have everything that you need to overcome sorrow, sadness, divisions, lack. God has completed it and equipped you to move and to have answers and to have solutions and to be victorious. And he wants you to apply yourself. He wants you to go to him with all your hearts, to cast everything to him, to speak to him, have a relationship with God through your conversation, through your prayers. Prayer, nothing happens without prayer, man. And I've been praying a lot, and God has given me his understanding and his wisdom, not just through his word, but through my meditation on the scriptures and his truths to me. Because I love the word of God. I love the word of God. It says, the wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. We don't have to take revenge on people. God's day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many wicked. We don't need the riches of this world, but we need the riches of the truth of God's word. And he gives us what we need so that we can truly live and move and have our being. He supplies everything for us because he's our sufficiency in all things, that we can abound to every good work. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. See, God upholds you by the right hand of his righteousness, and you are righteous right now. You are in right standing with God. You are justified, sanctified, redeemed. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. We got a great inheritance, guys. There shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. See, God is our satisfaction. He takes care of everything that we need. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of the lamb. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. Why do we show mercy and giveth? Because God has shown us mercy and he has given to us. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. No, God has ordered our steps in his word so that we can walk in it. We can walk that path, that narrow path, that straight and narrow, not the wide path, not the easy path, but that straight and narrow path. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. You may be down right now, and if you are, God is upholding you by his right hand of his righteousness. He will strengthen you, he'll upgird and guide you. I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. God is a righteous God, and you will not be forsaken, and you will not beg bread. When you go to him, when you're humble and meek and you do what he shows you to do, he'll provide everything that you need. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. We are his seed because we have his incorruptible seed in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory, and we're blessed. We are blessed no matter what we feel, no matter what we see, no matter what's going on, no matter what's happened, we are blessed. And that's where we keep our focus. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Verse 27 that was. Verse 28, for the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. You're not forsaken. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in there forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he's judged. Verse 34, wait on the Lord, keep doing the right things. Keep your heart humble, keep your heart meek, keep seeking God, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spread himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passeth away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. Listen, guys, if you're in trouble, heart, mind, finances, living conditions, relationships, God is your help and your strength in that trouble. He'll get you through to, you're reconciled to the thing that you need and the provision you need in your life. He'll get you through. You just keep your focus with him. Verse 40, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. See, the great temptation is when we're under pressure, when we're under spiritual attack, when we're under slander from people outside or within, is to freak out and do our own thing. But God doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to keep him first. He wants us to control our thinking so that he can speak to our hearts, so that he can encourage us. And I'm going to finish off with this wonderful, fantastic psalm, which is a great blessing. And I pray this sets you up for the week and helps you and encourages you. It says in Psalms 1, verse 1, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law, or the word of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night." That's what it's going to take. "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his seasons. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." You're going to be prosperous in good times, in bad times, in famines. God is going to continue to prosper you as you keep him first. "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." So guys, get with the people that love God. Get with the people that are speaking those words of life and not death. Get with the people that are speaking encouragement into your life, that love you, that will also challenge you. You know, sometimes we need confronting at times. You know, sometimes you might have bad attitudes, sometimes pride may have come in, sometimes we may have got, you know, out of sync in our mind and thinking. We could have been proud thinking that we got it all together when God's the one that's got it all together. So, you know, the word of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction and righteousness, that we might be, you know, fully equipped in every area. And God has given overseers, he works in leaders to set the vision and direction within the body from the direction that God has given them through the Christ in them. And as we move together with one mind, one purpose, one goal. And why do we move together with one mind and one purpose and one goal? Because there's one God, there's one Lord, there's one hope, there's one faith, there's one baptism. And God is for you and he loves you and he wants us to keep the unity that he set up for us. And we have to make the effort to do that. We have to determine in our minds that we're going to do that, just like we determine our minds to be strong in the Lord. And God is your comforter, guys. He is with you whatever situation you are. So don't be discouraged, but gird up the loins of your mind. Make the commitment to stand. Make the commitment to keep God in there and to keep him first. Don't give up. Don't quit. God doesn't want you to quit, but he wants you to be strong in him and in his power. Just quit trying to work out the situation that you may be in. Don't try and work it out in your strength. Remember, forgiveness is a powerful tool which the enemy, who sows discord amongst the brethren, he's the one that does it. Remember where the attacks come from. It's spiritual competition. It's not a five-sense competition. We're not in competition with one another, but we're fellow laborers together with God. So this was what was in my heart, and I'm going to put this up here to bless you. So God bless. Have a great week, and God is with you and for you. So bless you.